The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others to test him asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This morning I'm going to read to you from some spiritual reading. Today's gospel tells us that Jesus was casting out a devil that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people were marveled. Sickness, a physical evil that normally bears no relation to sin, can be a symbol of the state that a sinful man finds himself in. He is spiritually blind, deaf, and paralyzed. As well as being actual historical physical events, the cures that Jesus brings about are also symbolic. They represent the spiritual healing that he comes to effect in men's lives. Often in the way Jesus acts towards the sick, he is giving us an image of the sacraments. St. John Chrysostom says about the gospel passage from today's Mass that this man was unable to present his request himself because he was mute. He was unable to ask others to do it either because the devil had tied his tongue, and together with his tongue, he had bound up his soul. If we do not talk to our Lord in our prayer about our sinfulness and beg him to rid us of it, if we do not lay bare that sinfulness of ours in spiritual direction, if we keep silent because pride has sealed our lips, the sickness becomes practically incurable. Usually, if we do not talk about the way our soul is suffering, we also fail to listen. The soul becomes deaf to God's requests. We reject the argument and reason that could be the one clear light that will help us to return to the right road. On the other hand, it will be easy for us to open our hearts sincerely if we try to accept this advice. Don't be frightened when you become aware of the burden of your poor body and of human passions. It would be silly and childish to find out now that this exists. Your sinfulness is not an obstacle, but a spur for you to become more closely united to God and to seek him constantly, because he purifies us. As we repeat in the responsorial psalm of the Mass today, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Let us make a resolution never to resist his grace and always to be very sincere with the Lord.